Lord, help us to be mindful that it is not our place to judge others. Please fill us with the grace to be loving, kind, and prayerful towards one another. Amen. Mother Claire began, Beloved Lord, thank you for not rejecting me and my weaknesses. Yes, I see. How can I judge another when my sins are running out of me like sand? Good point, my bride. I am thankful that you recognize your own shortcomings in this. There is conviction there, yet it is not being followed. In time, it will sink in and connect. But mostly, it is very good that you see yourself rightly and not judge. I know you were let down, but you are handling it well. Perhaps another time this could be brought up. Some changes take longer than others in souls who have come from the world. You do not understand the pressures they are under, which cause them to do things that are not optimum. You see your pressures, but not theirs. So it is good to overlook those things in others that seem hurtful to you. Lord, what is on your precious heart? How much, how deeply, and how profound my love is for you and all my brides. I want to talk about you for a moment because you are still short on self-acceptance. Claire, don't you believe in my overwhelming love for you? I have seen where you have come from. I have seen the circumstances of your childhood and early years. And I have much sympathy for you in my heart, because I always see the enemy driving you like a slave driver. He is constantly whipping you with your faults, real or perceived. I hate this. I hate that you must look continually into the mirror of your past and find degradation there. Have you ever noticed how he only brings up the bad things you did? The shameful things that you have repented of? I began to tear up because he is so right. It's like I've confessed these things, but they still trouble me, and it is so demoralizing. Yes, that is the point, Jesus continued. You are loaded with gifts of a superior quality, so he must oppress you with greater vigor. He must waste your time, take shots at your weaknesses, and continually set you up for some kind of fall. But as you can see, I am protecting you from doing those things you will regret. I am teaching you how to love unconditionally, not only with your husband, but with those all around you. Do you know why you are attracted to other things, especially news? It changes the subject and gets my mind off of my miserable self. I have so much to be grateful for. Why do I complain and seek distractions to numb my pain? I hate that I do that. The Lord continued, Truly it takes your mind off of yourself, and you get to see another world which is much worse than yours. It also feeds your logic and intellect, and yes, there are times when I want you to see the news and get caught up. That is why I gave you a white heart last night. I wanted you to know that it was okay for you to get your fill of the news and also a perspective of others outside of yourself. If I could right now, I would take you away with me into the wilderness and just spend the time telling you all the things I love about you and that you are worthy to be my wife. I have made it so, and I do not look for the perfect, but for the flawed to be my vessels unto honor. I want everyone to see what my grace can do with my little broken pencils. Believe me, the people you see that you consider perfect, like Pope John Paul II, have far more flaws than you think. They too wrestle with themselves and their imperfections. They too struggle with self-hatred. It is just hidden from view by outsiders. In fact, every one of my saints struggled with self-hatred because they knew all about my perfection and could see plainly how far away they were from the ideal. Please allow that to comfort you. and please take this to heart. I do not look for the perfect and accomplished. I look for the broken and useless, disheartened ones. This again is because I want my mercy to be glorified. It is a truth that I don't look for the gifts of those I choose. I look at their hearts. Because I can pour all the necessary gifts into them, I only need a heart that longs to be perfect towards me, a heart that sees its flaws and mourns over their inadequacies, hoping against hope that someday I will finish the work I've begun in them. They have filled 50-pound burlap bags with their faults and left them there on the loading dock to eternity, hoping against hope that I will complete what I have begun in them. So I am coming to you on bended knee. My precious brides, believe in my love for you, that you are unique and beautiful in ways that are different from all others. You were created unique and individual, and I adore what you have done and dream to do with your gifts. I love the way you see things, your own very unique perspective. And I laugh with you when you see things that 100 people have passed by without noticing, and you ascribe them all to me and my Father's creativity. How I long for others to notice these marvels of nature and give us glory. I hope that they will someday let go of the long lists of their past failures and faults and give thanks to me that they have the breath of life in them to recognize these very special things. You see the thought that just came into your mind? What did you do with it? I renounced it as the enemy is attempting to pull me back down. That's exactly right. It was a shot from the dark to take your mind off of us and our sweet sharing. Thank you for doing that, because I hate when that happens. And I want you to reject these thoughts. Sweet spouses of my heart, come here. Enter into the womb of my love for you and be recreated in my perfected image of you. Seriously, I long for you to flee the insinuations of the world and only concentrate on this love we share. Please dive in, go deep, and don't come up for air. I will supply all. Stay in this womb of love and operate from it. How gloriously you will manifest my love for all humanity, even the most lowly and desperate. Come, my brides, stay here. You need me, and I need you.